of our system lies in how durable it is, even for our most heinous citizens.
First thing we're going to tell them is you have the right to remain silent. Fantastic. So the bombs that could be exploding and the pots that could be unfolding, we can't ask them.
Okay, first of all, not reading someone their Miranda rights doesn't mean they don't have their Miranda rights. You have Miranda rights under the Constitution. You don't have to say them out loud for them to become real. You're thinking Beetlejuice.
Okay, that was Jon Stewart taking an excerpt from last week, I think. And I did see this. I'm so glad, John, you pulled this out. That's another example of The Daily Show doing something they never had to do before. They would let you play out, and they would just have problems with your statements, and they would use comedy to get it across, whether I liked it or anybody likes it or not. The thing is, what I'm saying is I never said he didn't have Miranda rights, but when you go up to a 19-year-old as an FBI agent and you question them, it doesn't mean he doesn't have Miranda rights. It means you can get him with an urgency and a public safety clause that enables you to question them directly. If he says, I'm not going to answer the question, that's it. They're not going to beat him up. They're not going to take it away from him. He has the right to remain silent. It's all about building the case. Any information he gets can't be used in the court of law. But it doesn't mean he can't be silent. But it also means we have a shot that he won't be silent. The minute an experienced defense attorney goes in there who wants the spotlight, and it's their job to get their most horrible clients off or reduce sentences, any defense attorney will tell him to shut up. And sure enough, they come waltzing in with the defense attorney. They say they're reminded to remain silent. They read him his rights, and he stops talking. I know he had that right, but the FBI was in there because John Stewart's friends in Midtown Manhattan, as we later found out, might have been in jeopardy. Because they had a plot to go further. If there were other people involved, that plot would have been executed. Now we find out a week later, there are other people at the very least covering up his tracks who were seen at Times Square. So as serious as this, you would think comedy would end and they'd let you finish. But they didn't. Hope you know better.